Pennsylvania's forests and other natural areas look a lot different today than they did just a few decades ago. That's largely because of people and their use of plants. Now, a museum in Pittsburgh is looking for ways to educate people about how their plant choices affect the natural world. For our series, Wild PA, the Allegheny Front's Julie Grant reports.
When you walk through the Hall of Botany at the Carnegie Museum of Natural History in Pittsburgh, you come to a diorama of the Allegheny National Forest, created around 1970. Associate curator Mason Heberling looks through the glass at a reconstruction of the beech hemlock forest in northwestern Pennsylvania and points out that there are so many native plants.
The herbaceous layer is super rich. We see ferns, we see flowers of all different colors, we see tree saplings, we see an orchid there, and we see the leaf litter under the dense canopy.
But he says that's not how a display of the forest would look today because of all the invasive plants in the state. He says if you visit a forest now,
I don't think you'd have to walk too far to find a plant, for instance, like a multiflora rose or many other introduced plants. So kind of an exchange of native plants for non-native plants, some of which are quite invasive and kind of spread and take over.
Multiflora rose and Japanese knotweed were originally planted as ornamentals in gardens and flower beds. Japanese stiltgrass got here because it was used as packing material. Non-native plants like these can become invasive when their seeds are picked up by birds, wind, and water. Rachel Reeb, a postdoctoral fellow at the museum, says they can crowd out native species in woodlands or along creeks and rivers.
Invasive is a species that causes either economic or environmental harm in some way or another.
Another common invasive is garlic mustard. It's native to parts of Europe and Asia.
People brought it into their kitchen gardens because it was great for cooking, and since then is now one of the most common invasive species you see in forests of Pittsburgh.
It starts to grow early in spring, and its leaves shade native wildflowers that emerge later in the season, stunting their growth. Research shows that garlic mustard also releases chemicals that inhibit the growth of other plants. The museum was recently awarded a $225,000 grant from the Richard King Mellon Foundation, which also funds the Allegheny Front. It's collaborating with the Audubon Society of Western Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh Botanic Garden, and others to educate the public about invasive plants. Heberling says he learned the hard way how tricky it can be to talk about non-natives and invasives. A couple of years ago, Heberling put up a sign in the museum's botany hall with information about Japanese knotweed.
It wasn't exactly this, but it was like, we hate Japanese knotweed. Remove it, you know?
But Heberling says he heard from his colleagues about it. Concerned, it could be perceived as anti-Asian and anti-immigration.
We kind of didn't really want visitors to accidentally take home that we are xenophobic or that we're making comments on immigration or that some people are not wanted. So we, you know, have changed that text.
With this new grant money, the museum and its partners are trying to find ways to talk about these subjects with visitors.
We want to come up with best practices on how, both in museums and in other settings, how to talk about kind of the problem of non-native plants, while also recognizing that it's not these plants' fault, so to speak. They're just doing their thing. It really is humans bringing these plants here and affecting ecosystem function and causing a lot of impacts in our local environment.
Heberling and his colleagues are looking to create an exhibition. It may include digital resources, an online database, videos, pamphlets. Sarah Crawford, director of exhibitions at the museum, says they're still figuring it out. But she says one thing they don't want is for people to leave feeling overwhelmed by another problem.
I really hope that we're not driving home to visitors like feel guilty. I hope the message is more empowering and exciting.
She says they want to educate people about how non-native plants got to Pennsylvania and the problems invasives are causing. Some invasive plants like calorie pear, burning bush, and privet are still sold in Pennsylvania but are being phased out. So Crawford says it's important to teach people about native plants and how to foster them.
It's exciting to feel like I know more now and I can do something. That feels good. And that's what I'd love to see visitors walk away from this with.
The museum plans to open an exhibit with educational resources late next year. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Julie Grant.